This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., it is deadline time for colleges, universities, and other institutions of higher ed. And not just for the students, schools have until midnight tonight to apply for grants from an extra $198 million made available in the American Rescue Plan. The government says the money can be used to help meet students' basic needs, for example, transportation or childcare. These may be essential for helping students graduate. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
When Heather Greiner was a counselor at the Community College of Baltimore County, she realized students' needs went beyond academics and interpersonal problems.
Students weren't coming to me with, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend issues. They were coming to us because they were going to be evicted.
So the college started helping students with rent, electric bills, healthcare, bus rides, food.
It kind of takes another thing off my back.
Akira Tisdale is a student at the community college. During the pandemic, she was in charge of buying groceries for her extended family and was often short on cash. Her school, with funding from the American Rescue Plan, gave her gift cards to local grocery stores.
So that just helped me breathe a little bit more and focus on my education better.
The idea that colleges would provide this kind of help is relatively new, according to Bryce McKibben with the Hope Center for College Community and Justice.
I think there was a presumption that college students would just figure it out. They're adults. They'll be fine. In reality, we know adults are struggling at significant rates.
Research from the Hope Center finds that 3 in 5 students in the U.S. are struggling, and that affects how many are graduating. In Northern Texas, Amarillo College President Russell Lowry Hart started a program to meet basic needs of students after he realized only 19% of them were completing the program.
In the beginning, there was a lot of conversations about, that's not our job, I'm not a social worker, we're here to educate, not to feed.
But after the college opened food pantries, hired social workers, and just started giving cash to students directly, the completion rate went up to 60%. And Lowry Hart says that makes the school more competitive.
Heck yes. We do it because it's what's best for students. But we also have to acknowledge it's what's best for our own economics.
And he says if employers continue to require college degrees, schools need to make sure they're supporting students so they can get them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.